This is a news break.
The largest local election in history of Taiwan is over on November 30th, and the ruling party, KMT, Chinese Nationalist Party, crashed in this election. Out of a total of 22 seats in the country and city, KMT has made only 6 seats. It had a new lowest total percentage of votes and lost the governing of most of the country. Analysts believe that Taiwan people used their votes to refuse KMT's pro-Beijing policy.
台湾选举结果显示大陆经济牌失败。 10月 30号， 台湾史上最大的地方选举结束，国民党在这次选举中大崩盘。 在县市长共 22席次中， 仅取得其中6席， 总得票率创新低， 执政县市失去大半江山。 分析人士认为， 台湾人民用选票拒绝国民党的亲共政策。
Since his election in 2008, Taiwan President Ma Ying-jeou has ushered in a boom in tourism and trade from the communist mainland. A trade and services pact with Beijing caused Taiwan students to occupy parliament in Taipei in March 2014. Their action is known as the Sunflower Movement. Prior to the election, KMT promoted pro-Beijing cross-strait trade.
马英九从2008年当选总统后采取亲共政策，促进贸易和旅游业。其中的服贸协议引起学生在今年3月占领行政院表示抗议。这个抗议活动又被称为太阳花运动。大选前，国民党主打大陆经济牌。
The BBC commented that the failure of the KMT's economic card is very simple. Firstly, the young generation is unable to share in the fruits of economic trade. Secondly, millions of Taiwanese businessmen making a profit drives a rise in local prices and consumption levels, exacerbating the disparity of wealth. Thirdly, playing the economic card may deepen the impression of businessmen interfering in domestic affairs and a powerful monopoly.
英国广播公司BBC评论， 国民党的经济牌失效的原因很简单。第一，青年一代未能分享经济开放的果实；第二，百万台商赚取利润或高薪，不但年轻人享受不到，而且还可能带动当地物价与消费水平上升，从而加剧贫富悬殊；第三，打经济牌还可能加深商人干政、权贵垄断的现象。
Many view this election in Taiwan as an effect of the Sunflower Student Movement. DPP legislator Yu Mi-nu told reporters, "When the government's standing on the opposite side of the people will use the votes to take back the power at any time. In a democracy country, the most important thing is the people. The people are the masters, the people decide." So the Sunflower Student Movement shouted a slogan, "The people are the nation's commander."
很多人认为这次选举是太阳花运动效应。民进党立法委员尤美女在接受记者采访时表示，当政府是站在人民的对立面，人民是会用选票随时把它的权利收回来的。在民主国家，最重要的就是人民才是主人，人民做主。所以在太阳花学运喊出一个口号，人民才是国家的指挥官。
Chu Chung-hua, director of the online news school for democracy, said Taiwan politics is now witnessing a butterfly effect from the Sunflower Movement that will force a rethink in both pan-blue, pro-KMT, and pan-green, pro-DPP camps. He told Radio Free Asia, "Now that young people have made their mark with the occupation of parliament in March, all the parties will have to work to attract more young people."
华人民主书院董事顾中华以海啸和蝴蝶效应形容台湾人民这次用选票狠狠教训马英九政府。顾中华说，台湾的政党政治现在必须重新做个盘点改革，包括民进党内部的改革也会受到很大的冲击，因为年轻人出头了，政党必须去吸引更多的年轻人。
Wang Dan, a leader of the 1989 student democracy protests at Tiananmen Square, told a news conference this week that the election results are also likely to be making Beijing very nervous. Wang said, "The Chinese authorities must be panicking right now because now they have no way to connect with Taiwan. Before, the KMT was willing to relate to them, but now the KMT's popular standing is so low." Wang added, They might try to establish links with the Democratic Progressive Party, DPP, but the DPP is very cautious about any ties with Beijing. If they allow it to go too far, they will just turn into another KMT.
六四民运人士王丹认为，北京政府现在应该在为寻找新的两岸平台买办人发愁。王丹在新闻发布会上说，北京政府现在一定是惊慌失措，他们应该找不到一个跟台湾的连接点。他们原来有国民党作为国共合作平台，现在国民党在台湾的民意这么低，但他们要试图跟民进党去连接，民进党在跟北京的连接上会非常小心，如果连接过多，又变成另一个国民党。
Taiwan and mainland China have been governed separately since the KMT government fled there after losing a civil war to Mao Zedong's Soviet-backed communists on the mainland in 1949. Taiwan has enjoyed full democracy since 1996. Beijing has threatened Taiwan with military force should its government declare independence.
台湾和大陆在1949年内战后分别由国民党和共产党执政。台湾从1996年起实行民主选举制度，中共威胁说，如果台湾政府宣布独立，就要用武力收回台湾。